Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
On Thursday, Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard updated the Finance and Expenditure Committee on the official cash rate announcement. Dr. Bollard said the official cash rate would remain at 2.5%.
If recent global developments have only a mild impact on the New Zealand economy, the OCR will need to increase. But for now, given the recent intensification in global and financial risks, it's prudent to continue to hold the official cash rate.
Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard. Elsewhere, the Commerce Committee's inquiry into the price of milk began, with Federated Farmers spokesman David Broome questioning the need for an inquiry.
We should be having a seat committee inquiry on potatoes. That would have as much validity as this entire inquiry right here. Where's the sector committee inquiry into the price of all black jerseys or, you know, Rugby World Cup tickets?
And Mr. Broome's colleague, Willie LeFranc, said it was up to consumers.
I think the consumer has not utilised its power to shop around.
Federated Farmers Dairy Chairman Willie LeFranc speaking at the Commerce Committee's inquiry into the price of milk. Earlier in the week, a petition signed by over 60,000 people calling for the government to reverse funding cuts to early childhood education was on the agenda of the Education and Science Committee. Speaking in support of the petition, on behalf of the New Zealand Education Institute, was Hayley Whittaker, who said qualified teacher ratios had fallen since National took office.
The government decided that 80% qualified teachers was good enough. There is no research to show that this is true. New Zealand's ratio of adults to children are minimal by international standards. We argue that all adults be qualified. Qualified teachers understand children's learning needs, early brain development, attachment issues, how to deliver the curriculum, assessment and planning, and special learning needs.
Ms. Whittaker said the changes had wide-reaching effects.
More than half of all centres were affected by these funding cuts, losing up to 13% of their funding. The Consumer Price Index shows that fees went up around 12%. We know that some services are struggling because of this, as children reduce their hours or withdraw because of the costs.
The petition also called for the adoption of a UNICEF proposal for countries to commit 1% of their gross domestic product to the early childhood sector.
We're not suggesting spending 1% of GDP just to reach some arbitrary figure. There are some clear priorities. Some are spelt out in the recent Early Childhood Task Force report in an agenda for amazing children. We need more services, including in Māori and Pacific languages, in low-income communities and in rural communities too. We need to continue to improve on quality, including qualified teachers, leadership development, professional development and innovation.
But the petition was not supported by the Ministry of Education's Senior Policy Manager, Richard Wally.
In summary, we recognise that early childhood education is a good investment. We do not believe that the goal of 1% GDP expenditure is a useful target for government to adopt.
Mr. Wally said evidence in support of the need for fully qualified teachers was not adequate.
We know that qualifications are broadly good and useful, but we also know that there are services that provide extremely high quality early childhood education without qualified registered teachers. On the basis of that, our advice to government was that continuing to push towards 100% was going to be tremendously expensive, and we didn't have access to definitive evidence that this was the best way of improving quality in early childhood education at this time.
The Ministry of Education Senior Policy Manager Richard Wally speaking to the Education and Science Committee looking at a petition calling for the government to reverse funding cuts to the early childhood education sector. The petition remains under consideration of the Education and Science Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.